Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor. At the outset, Kenya congratulates you for the steadfast stewardship of this segment and joins previous speakers in commending your tremendous efforts together with Indonesia for the co-facilitation of this resolution. The delegation of Kenya welcomes the adoption of this resolution by consensus and aligns itself fully with the statement delivered by the Republic of Guinea on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. Madam Chair, Kenya underscores the importance of this resolution, given the unprecedented times that we find ourselves in. In the course of this week, discussions on the severity of the COVID-19 pandemic on the humanitarian system have laid bare the heightened vulnerabilities of the 235 million people globally in need of humanitarian assistance. This resolution is therefore timely and pertinent as it stresses the need for continued enhancement and improvement of the efficiency of existing humanitarian capacities. Within the humanitarian requirements amounting to a staggering $35.1 billion, as indicated in the Global Humanitarian Overview 2021, this resolution urges resource mobilization to support humanitarian response plans, which responds to the COVID-19 pandemic and its consequences. Madam Chair, from the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic, unanimous calls for international cooperation and global solidarity have been made from every corner of the world. This resolution enhances the call for multilateral and international cooperation to enable fair, equitable, efficient, and affordable access to safe, efficacious, and effective COVID-19 vaccines. The Secretary General of the United Nations has repeatedly stressed that no one is safe until everyone is safe. Finally, Madam Chair, the delegation of Kenya pays tribute to all humanitarian workers around the world who, despite the gravity of the COVID-19 pandemic, stayed and delivered, serving humanity in times of great adversity. I thank you for your attention.